Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The first 4 hours were simply in a moose-boosh.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
And brought to you by Extend Technologies, it's the emerging podcast scene. Go to Extend Technologies online first, XTENDAV.com. The very best when it comes to audio, visual, but it's so much more. When it comes to design, when it comes to technology, for your entire home and just making your home more livable, making your home better, more fun. Get there online first, XTENDAV.com, then stop into that beautiful showroom and find out why so many people are trusting Extend Technologies. Tone, tough one today. We got through it.
We did. We did. I know it was a little weird to begin the show the way we did, but elephant in the room type stuff.
You had to do it.
And quite frankly, I know. Well, we always got to watch. We got to watch what we say. Everything within the corporate structure. I always just assume when I'm done in radio, TV, when eventually I get either canceled or maybe rightfully so or not rightfully so, maybe they say something really stupid, you just get scrubbed from the website and then you're gone. So I don't expect there to be a big tribute or anything like that. And, you know, so it was a weird situation because we had known what was going on. Not everybody knew what was going on. So
we knew, the people in the building knew, but, you know, just from our show's perspective, I'm not going to speak about anything else other than ours. You know, I just wanted to go with his wishes. And what I said is what I said, and what you said is what you said was the words of you. And I don't, you know, it's weird. I don't want to talk about it too much because I want to respect Kenny's wishes. And Kenny would not like other people speaking for him. So,
no, he didn't want all that pomp and
circumstance.
I mean, even think about how the show ended yesterday. Show ended yesterday, and I mean, I gave some wise ass something in there. Said something, and I don't even remember what I said. But I knew it was the end of the show, and I knew it was the end of Kenny with our show. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not the end of Kenny in radio. I mean, I really don't. I would go listen to him wherever he ends up.
I agree.
Even if it were a political talk show, I would listen.
Might be in his future.
It should be.
Might be in his future.
But that's, man, there's so few jobs these days. The media dynamic is so different from where it was years ago. So I don't know. I don't know if that's something he wants to do. I have no idea.
Yep, but, you know, we'll see. I said it before, and I said it at 6, and again, I kind of want to leave it at 6. You can go listen with the Odyssey app, go back and hear that, everybody knows we're very close, he and I, and I think you've become close to him here over time, especially because there was times where he and I fought and he could confide in you, and a little bit vice versa, but, you know, me and him fought over a course of 10 years a hell of a lot more than what you and he did. So I think at some point he'll probably venture back, but, you know, he wanted to make that decision for he and his family, and I have to respect that.
You probably have more – and correct me if I'm wrong. You probably have more memories – for various reasons. You have probably more memories from your night show with Kenny than I think you might with me. just because.
Well, I've been on with you almost as long.
Just as long, yeah.
Yeah, just as long now.
But I only say that because you were starting, helping launch the station. We were all three of us.
Yeah.
Helped launch the station, right? Wasn't Kid here on day one?
Kid was here on day one because he saw me and I saw his green. I saw his green goatee, and then yeah. I was like, this guy's got a green goatee. And he goes, does this guy read the whole show? Because I was very nervous, and I had everything written down on a legal pad. And I had, like, the first thing kind of down with bullet points of what I wanted to do, and then away I went for the rest of the show. And it was it's probably a disaster. I remember I used to read the boards. I haven't read the boards in a very long time, and I remember seeing from all the radio vets – who I have different – I don't know even know who these people are, hobbyists, whatever they were. And it was like the day the station opened. And it was loving the fan and all this good stuff. And they love Baskin and Jeff. And then I remember it was like 11 o'clock, my first show. And whatever, during a break, I decided to look at the boards, and it was – yeah, I think this show's pretty childish. I don't think this guy has – I was like, okay, this is pretty deflating. But, no, we made it work. We've been here 10 years, and Kenny was with me for 8 of those, and he made a lot of magic happen, and I hope he makes magic in the future.
There was time when he wasn't doing your show, right?
Yep.
Was he doing it with Nick Wilson?
He did it with Nick. He did it with – there were a couple other ones there. Who else was there? Who am I missing? Was it with Chico? I think it was with Chico.
Oh, you know what? I remember too. I would fill in for you occasionally.
Yeah.
For weeks at a time.
Because I would have to fill in for, like, during the summer, I was always doing the fill-ins in the morning.
And I hated it. I hated it so much because you couldn't get guests, or you had to tape guests.
Yeah.
I loved it when there was breaking news because, you know, then you could jump into action. But you never knew when the phone calls were going to be. And I would sit there and think that because Kid has such a radio ear, and that was one thing we bonded over from day one, I would look at him and think, he hates this. This is not the show that he enjoys doing right now. I have to snap out of it. I have to entertain. I have to do something.
What was the show you did? You did a show one Saturday. You called me while I was on vacation. You did one that I was jealous of you on.
Really?
Then you did one with Nick about – what was it about? Oh, you were Donald Sterling and Nick was V. Stiviano, and you guys did Masterpiece Theater.
Masterpiece Theater, yeah.
And it was amazing. That one I was jealous of you guys on. You and Nick did that, and I was jealous of that one.
Is it sad to say that there are memories I have from the early moments of the station? I felt like we could get away with more. I don't know.
Well, there were less people listening.
Because that is when you're the little engine that could.
Uh-huh.
I think it is more fun, me personally. Everybody says, yeah, we want to be on the networks. We want to do that. Yeah, but that's great.
Yeah.
More money, you know, bigger visibility, larger visibility. But there is something to be said for being that little engine that could and having everything you do be way under the microscope. Mm-hmm. And we got away with some stuff on the weekends. And I know you got away with some stuff at night. And it probably wouldn't even appeal to us. We probably evolved like that. Some of that stuff was we were younger.
Yeah. Some of the stuff I did I know wasn't good.
Trying to make more of an impact. I thought Kid was a big part of that too. Because he was kind of a rebel, man. But all of us, I thought all three of us, maybe it was destiny that we were supposed to work together, because I thought three of us were a little bit different from the rest, where we were kind of moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but it's on there. It's on the Odyssey app and exactly what we had said. So you can listen to that back at 92.3 The Fan, 92.3TheFan.com with the Odyssey app. So,
all right.
Yep, got to move on
with it. I have a question for you.
What?
So you and I – maybe you know. Do you know my buddy Ross very well? Running for mayor?
Yeah. I was going to say, am I allowed to say?
Well, no. So
is he still running for mayor?
Not only is he running for mayor.
That's not a good thing to say.
He collected the 5,000 signatures.
He did?
They were validated. So I'm looking right now. Sam Allard, Scene Magazine, says, here are your 8 official candidates for mayor of Cleveland.
Boy, that's a lot.
So these are the official ones. Justin Bibb. Ross DiBello, Bashir Jones, Kevin Kelly, Dennis Kucinich, Zach Reed, Landry Simmons. I don't know much about.
I don't know. I've never heard of him.
And Sandra Williams, I've heard a little bit about.
Heard a little bit about her, yeah.
I mean, our show talks about what's going on. Do I have to recuse myself from any mayoral talk
yes.
now? Because
am I allowed
to campaign for him?
You're not. I don't think you're allowed. We have to ask this because did you graduate with him?
We went to Ohio State together. We were a year apart. In high school, he went to NDC. I went to West Geauga.
Are you older than him?
1 year.
I assumed you were.
Yeah.
I would say that –
he was a big part of our Cleveland Browns home opener extravaganza Royales that we used to have in the Muni lot.
Until he drops out of the race. Wait a minute. Is he the one who did you-know-what with you-know-who in the Muni lot?
You're going to have to be very,
very
specific.
I got to wait until after the podcast to do
because
that.
Odds are the answer is going to be yes for any of my friends in the Muni lot back in the day. No matter what you said, is that the one that did this thing at 6 a.m.? I had that officer come over and have to explain this to his future wife. Like,
I think there was,
I would
it
say
might
yes.
be the wrong person, but I know somebody who did. Don't read that out loud, obviously.
No.
Okay, somebody
no.
did. It wasn't okay. It
no,
wasn't him.
No, that wasn't. But
and
that,
he is running for mayor, so maybe I should.
I
be don't saying
think
that
that's very limiting what you wrote there. So
yeah, it's true.
So I'll just read this then. Fine, if I'm not allowed to say anything, Sam Allard has a little explanation for each candidate. Ross DiBello, passionate, if soft-spoken attorney from West Park.
Soft-spoken.
Campaign activity has been highly concentrated on far west side. Ideologically progressive, champion of procedural reforms to enhance people-powered City Hall. Undeniable long shot, but has committed team of young, motivated volunteers. Should I become one of those, by the way, Kenny? Should I become one of the young? I'm not even young, though.
No, you're not young. You're
Am 40. I motivated? No. Do I volunteer much?
No.
So I can't do this. Campaign talking points center on issues of democracy building and scourge of money in politics, with extensive legal background. Has clear understanding of failings of criminal justice system and is able to connect dots between those failings and Cleveland's crushing poverty. So you're telling me as far as show content, wouldn't this be great show content every day, but what, you're saying I can't do it?
I don't know. You're going to have to go out next door and ask Tom. I don't know if you're going to be able to do that. You know the guy. Of course, there were plenty of people who knew Donald Trump here, right?
Right.
There were plenty of people who know Dennis Kucinich. There are plenty of people who know Anthony Gonzalez. You're going to have to ask. I mean, it's easy enough to talk about it on the podcast.
We've had Anthony Gonzalez on
air,
multiple times.
On the air, it's different. So on the air, you're going to have to talk about it differently there. Like, you can't – I don't think you can say – like, you can't make Dennis Kucinich jokes then. If you've just divulged you have a relationship with one of the mayoral candidates, which you do.
I'll even tell you this. I don't think
you can make a Kucinich joke. I don't think you can make a Zach Reed joke. I don't think you can say anything that might be somewhat, not controversial, but somewhat taken negatively at Kevin Kelly. I don't think you can do anything.
Here's the issue I have. We live in a very small town.
Yes.
Especially.
It's a big small town.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to know everybody, and the internet's made it small.
That's exactly right. And, for instance, a few years ago, I was invited to attend a fundraiser for Dennis Kucinich put on by one of our partners at one time at the radio station. Mm. And Dave Matthews was performing by himself, just with a guitar, up on stage. Should I have divulged that? Should I have told people that? Who cares? Why does it matter? We all vote. I mean, we all know who I voted for.
You were at a Dave Matthews Band concert?
There was
a Dennis Kucinich.
There was no band. The band was not there.
You were at a Dave Matthews concert for Dennis Kucinich?
He was roughly back
of
that room to here.
Is he a believer in Dennis Kucinich, or did he get paid?
Well,
I'm sure he got paid, but, I mean, did he take a discount because he's a believer?
I don't know. I think they might be friends. And I think Dave Matthews might believe in the same things.
Dave
that
Matthews
he believes
is friends
in.
With Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, remember, Dennis Kucinich knows a lot of people in show business. He does. So
the
that doesn't. Sh-
between the text gap.
He should have been riffing up there, including a lot of the platform.
Got central hating.
So I hate dancing around this stuff because I think it's pretty obvious who I voted for in certain elections.
It's pretty obvious who Lama voted
for. So who cares?
in certain elections. So who cares?
Of all the songs, he chooses that one.
Of all the songs, he chooses that one.
Yo, Ken makes fun of Dave Matthews all the time. You act like he has no talent, and you're doing a parody of him.
Because I know every single song he's ever sang, because remember, I unloaded trucks at a department store. I unloaded trucks at TJ Maxx. Trust me, I know the entire Dave Matthews catalog. I used to have to get furniture for people, and they were so nasty to me. They were so mean. They were not nice. Probably because I was dropping their furniture all over the place.
Yeah,
but still,
that probably didn't help.
There was like small pieces of furniture that TJ Maxx carried. And they go, can up front the furniture. And I would come and I'd bring this wheel thing. I'm like, here we go. And I would go load it out in their big Tahoes and things like that. And they were so nasty to me. Some people were nice. But, yeah, I listened to every Dave Matthews song ever. But, anyway, back to Dennis Kucinich. I'd go, well, do you think he can win? You can't answer that because you have a friendship with one of the other candidates.
Oh, it's a challenge. I couldn't even believe he got the signatures validated.
That's incredible.
That's not an easy thing to do. They will throw out the Board of Elections, they'll throw out signatures all the time. You gotta
really?
Have every T crossed, every I dotted. And to get 5,000, that's
crap actually
load.
More than you think.
That is a crap load of signatures.
Yeah, 5,000 seems small, but that's actually more than you think.
Mm-hmm.
But, man.
I won't do it if it makes you uncomfortable then.
No, it's fine. And you just got to go talk to Big Daddy, and you got to talk to Andy and make sure that's okay. And if it's okay, then go right on ahead. If it's not, then don't be talking about him until your boy drops out of the election.
I mean, think about it. Howard Stern talked about Donald Trump running
what
all the time.
What if your boy wins the election? What if your boy becomes the mayor of City Hall?
Again, I will leave this job, and I will become his
liaison.
I would help with the media dealings for sure. And then
would
I'd probably –
press secretary?
Well, that's the question, and I have to see what that pays. Obviously, that's
You'd
important.
You'd be in charge of talking to Peggy and Ed Gallick?
Oh, I could handle the Gallicks.
Oh, you can, can't
I
you?
Feel, well
– What would
it'd
you
be a handy,
do? I need your answer
it'd
what
be a
you
handicap
would do
match.
If both the Gallicks showed up at the steps of City Hall. You could put that fire out? I think not. And I'd be talking – because it'd be in the morning, and I'd be talking about it every single morning. Go, there's my old co-host. He's trying to put out another fire that he can't because Ed and Peggy Gallick are coming for that ass. You know exactly how I'm right. I'm right.
I'd be more worried if it were the Gallicks 2 plus Carl Monday.
Well, that's impossible.
You know, if it became a true handicap
Jack
match.
Jay, Fox 8 News.
It would.
Am I close on that or no?
I saw him the other day.
He's got a good voice.
So I have a delusional thought about how I would handle those things. I just think that all my training to this point has led me to being able to skillfully be able to navigate those. Like, I'll watch the press secretaries.
I think you'd
How many
be
did Donald
overmatched.
Trump have? Did he have, like,
he had
eight?
Two. He had two.
Oh, I felt like he had eight different people talking.
That's because you just believe one certain news channel and not another.
And I know who I watched.
He had three.
Okay.
He had that – Steven Scott, whoever the hell that guy was. Remember
Mulvaney?
That guy?
He had that guy talk.
That Mulvaney was a different fella. And then they – was Scaramucci, was he a press secretary?
I thought he had like 10, Ken.
Okay, I think he had three.
And then McEnany, three official. What was her name, McEnany at
the
end?
Yeah.
I think I could do a better job than some of those that I saw.
Kaylee, that was her first
I think I can defend any position. If you give me a position, give me one right now, I can defend it. No matter how give me a sports position that you would think would
Baker
be indefensible.
Baker Mayfield's a good quarterback.
Well, that's easy. I'll just parrot everything you said about him that I know you don't believe.
Oh, is that it? That's what press secretaries do? They take shots? They take personal shots in the media when asked a question?
But the thing is, I also would have the sensitivity.
No, you
the
don't.
The awareness.
No, you don't.
The ability to make people laugh.
No, you don't have that either. You don't have that either. Do you think a bulldog journalist?
We do this tomorrow on the air.
After your gig?
I want people to ask me questions on the air tomorrow, and I can play press secretary. I think
for
I
the Browns.
It. Give me the Browns. Give me the Cavs.
Cavs.
Oh, I can defend Colin Sexton and Darius Garland and Okoro as their future core. Write it down.
I'm writing it down right now. You know what? You don't need to write down.
The website for Extent Technologies.
No, it's too easy. I'm not going to do
that. Have it memorized.
No, I'm not doing it right now. No, it's too easy. I'm not going to do it. all right, get to the limit on analytics here.
All right, so are you familiar with Haralabob, from Twitter
fame. No, but I'm familiar with Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Now, you go to the website first because there you're inspired. You're inspired about what they can do. And some people might be saying, Ken, it's hot outside. I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me I should have a project done with my patio. You're going to tell me I need to have a project done with my porch. You're going to tell me I need to have my outdoor space completely revitalized with Extend Technologies. And that sounds great. Except, Ken, lumber prices are up. No, no. I saw it on KYC
coming
today.
Down.
Lumber prices are starting to fall. We are getting back to business with lumber in 2021, baby. And that means that you're saving on lumber. That means that you are saving on the project. That means you are loving what Extend Technologies can do for your patio, because you are going to be able to enjoy your patio not just during the month of June, no, but also during the month of January as well. That's right, 12 months all year round. Enjoy your patio with Extend Technologies. Tone!
I cannot wait to buy a home, and the first thing I'll do is talk to Extend Technologies. There's no doubt.
You'll complain about how you got worked over on that home.
I probably will, but I'll make the money back afterwards when I get everything that Extend Technologies has to offer. Can you imagine what that's going to do to the home value,
no,
Kenny?
No, well, we'll see.
Can you even fathom?
It's going to go through the roof. XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Make your home dreams come true with Extend Technologies. All right, limit to analytics. Go.
All right, Haralabob. If anybody saw the story, it was out of Dallas.
Bob Haralabob.
Is that what it is? It's Haralabalas or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Haralabob.
But he's just known in the gambling and analytics circles as Haralabob. He's a guy who made a ton of money, allegedly. Nobody ever has to show their books. But
for gambling.
For gambling. It's amazing. Everybody I know has made a ton of money in gambling. So no losers. It's incredible. Anyway, he apparently is like the boy wonder, or was at one point. He started coming on podcasts with Bill Simmons, and then Dallas Mavericks hired him. They just flat out hired him. Mm-hmm. And apparently he had kind of moved his way, continued to elevate throughout. And then a story breaks this week. Right after the Dallas Mavericks get eliminated, you know, Luka Doncic and a bunch of nobodies on that team, the Porzingis trade now doesn't look very good at all. And Donnie Nelson just left the team, so it seems like there was some credence in the story that Haralabob was pissing people off in the front office. Mm. Notably, might have been pissing off Luka Doncic, because what a guy like Haralabob's job is to figure out the best lineups based on actual analytics, based on the numbers. Not, oh, it looks like things are bad, like, oh, it looks like Baker Mayfield's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. No, statistically, this is where he is. Like, that's what some of analytics do, not all of it. They use data points. You hear Paul DePodesta and Andrew Berry talk about this all the time. So many teams in baseball, basketball, NFL, they're all going to this. And some people think it's ruining sports, whatever. You should be happy about it now because the Browns are really good, and they're using it big time. Haralabob allegedly is pissed off Luka Doncic and other people in that front office.
They
think it's a power struggle. My question for you is, right now, as of today, June 17th,
We're
in the throes of minicamp.
This is
not just limited to NFL. It's everything. But I'm curious how this stuff plays out on an everyday basis. And, of course, it's easy when you win. When you win, everybody just says we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
But I've seen many Browns teams tell me they're on the same page and then lose a bunch. So that's the one thing that's consistent is every team says they're all on the same page every year. And then look what happens with the Dallas Mavericks. Not on the same page. In fact, egos start to get out of control.
Yeah.
And when you're losing and there needs to be some level of accountability, this is how this stuff happens. It gets ugly. The Browns are going to have really tough decisions to make over the next few years. How much do the fans want analytics playing a part? Because I'm telling you, they don't care that the Browns have not had a good quarterback in years. They are measuring Baker Mayfield not against DeShone Kizer. They're not measuring him against Tim Couch. They're not measuring him against Brady Quinn or Brian Hoyer. They're measuring him against every quarterback currently in the league and the quarterbacks that are entering the draft. That's their job.
You ready for me to surprise you?
Go ahead.
9/10.
Really?
I think analytics, I have I've never been anti-analytics. I just didn't understand it. And there's a lot of it I still don't understand.
We're not privy. Remember, these teams are like businesses. They're billion-dollar businesses. They have proprietary information. They do not want to give it up. So we don't necessarily know from team to team what is important to the Cleveland Browns. We don't know.
But I think that when you use analytics, some people say, you can't measure heart. No, you can't measure heart, but how many times does heart really beat you? I think 9 times out of 10, better football players beat heart.
What about Moxie?
I think 9 times out of 10, a better football player beats heart. I think 9 times out of 10, a better football player has heart and has Moxie. I think that there are certain stories where Vernon Golston is a prospect that measures every single measurable except heart and became a failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. That's why they're called busts. Because most guys end up having a good career. Most guys, they're not all Hall of Famers. They're not all pros. But if a guy gets drafted in the first round and plays 10 years in the NFL, he had a good career. That's a good career. Maybe he wasn't the greatest, but he certainly wasn't bad. A guy who's a bust, that's bad. And I think there are far more guys who hit that are misses. And I think that there's far more guys that have been taken because of their analytical side of things that they become hits. So it's a great story to hear about a guy, and I just used Jim Leonard as an example. It sounds like I'm beating up on Jim Leonard. It's a great story to hear Jim Leonard, who is about the size of this table in height, go out and have an NFL career. It's a great story that Steve Tasker went out and had an NFL career. But more often than not, you never hear of those guys because they don't have a chance in hell at all to make a football team. It's a great story to hear Taylor Gabriel go out and have a career because he's fast. But he's fast. He has a measurable. There's something there that they can measure with analytics. But there's guys who, they have heart. They have heart. Yeah, and you watch too many Disney movies. And you need to get out of that stupid stuff and be realistic. And this is coming from me. This is coming from – I'm the emotional person on this show.
Yeah, you could argue this is the Tim Tebow thing.
Yes.
Tim Tebow does not have any of the measurables.
None. And I would say that I am the most emotional person on the station. And I'm sitting here going, yep, 9 out of 10 times I want analytics to take me because it takes Ken Carmen's heart and gut out of it and would only use my mind. And I know the truth. If I really break it down, I can face the truth. And if I had to face it down with Baker Mayfield after this season and I just knew he wasn't the guy, then fine.
Yeah.
But I'm careful about this. That's why I say 9/10. I can't go full on. I can't. Because when you say Kirk Cousins – part of me, I don't hate Kirk Cousins. He had a really nice year last year, and if they address that defense like they have, now I want to see what happens with Danielle Hunter because he wants a new contract and he's over 30 years old. He still have a couple years left, I think, with Harrison Smith there and a couple other ones. They can, and now without Aaron Rodgers, they can have a nice season. They can really have. We don't know what the Bears are going to do. The Bears have a good defense, but those things, they can come and they go. They're the hardest to build and easiest
to lose.
They're
going to have a quarterback change 3 weeks
in. They're going to have a quarterback change 3 weeks into the season.
Do we play him? When do we play him?
If not sooner.
Don't we play him?
I think so. You have a quarterback change 3 weeks into the season. Detroit is probably not going to be very good at all.
No.
Minnesota has a chance. But if you're going to give me Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield, I'm taking Baker Mayfield. And I think a lot of people, unless they're ardent Kirk Cousins fans or Vikings fans, I think they're going to do the same thing, Anthony. I think they're going to take Baker Mayfield. I think plenty of Vikings fans would love to have Baker Mayfield over Kirk Cousins.
Funny thing is, I just heard a national guy the other day say, I know who Baker is. He's Kirk Cousins. I'm being dead serious. It's hilarious.
I think that Baker Mayfield – I keep going back to what Jay Gruden said, and yeah, I know, people thought they saw Jay Gruden smoking dope at a party, and it looked like he was, actually, but I keep going back to what he said, where he says, Kurt's just afraid to throw the ball down the field. The situation has to be perfect for him to throw the football, and Baker has sometimes forced it. I don't think he's afraid to throw the football down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can separate them. I think that Baker can, over time, go out and win more games for you than Kirk Cousins. But I'm not trying to bag on Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has a decent offensive line. It could be better. It's not what the Browns are. I think it's a decent offensive line. Some people don't like it, but I think it's decent. You have Dalvin Cook there. You got two great wide receivers and Justin Jefferson, who's amazing. It made Henry Ruggs look awful this season. And Henry Ruggs is a project.
Yeah,
he's so fast, and it's He's got that James – well, James Jett was actually pretty good, but he's got that Raiders stink on him because it seems like a Raiders move that Al Davis would make because he's so fast. But Justin Jefferson was amazing. And then you have Adam Thielen there, and there's just a lot to like about that offense. There's a lot to like about that offense. But I think Baker Mayfield can be better. And if they were going to go, well, if this is all Baker can do, there would be a lot of things I disagree with. And I'd have to go, you got to show me better measurables than this. Like, not that I won't deny the science. I need to hear more before I make my decision. Mm. If I were Kenny Carman, the owner, just like Jimmy Haslam's the owner. That's where I stand on that.
Boy, I just when it comes to Baker, because I know people are going to get sick and tired of talking about his contract. Well, welcome to the Dallas Cowboys situation over the years. That contract was absolutely a legitimate a point of contention.
Truth.
And that's why, you know, I asked you if – I put you on the spot today. I think I made you uncomfortable today.
What? When?
Where I said if the Browns – if Baker Mayfield were willing to take a contract right now. Yeah, I was trying to play it both sides here. Like, what is stopping Andrew Berry from offering him a contract right now?
Not 2 years in a row of good football. That's on the spot. That sounded like a terrible answer. He hasn't played two bad. I even think I want more than 2 years. 1 year, don't I?
If you polled our fans right now, they'd all say pay him.
He was.
They wouldn't be able to tell me what to pay him.
Because I think they think they'd get a discount. That's what I think. I don't think that they're sitting there. It will be if they paid him the most amount of money. They'd feel, we got the best quarterback. We got the highest paid quarterback. You'd also have the most expectations on that guy after he gets paid. I think a lot of fans would love to pay him now because they think they could save some money. And I don't blame those folks. But I think that the people on Twitter are different from the people who call us up and say that type of thing. I think the people who call us up think that they can get a discount. And if they were, I think that those people are right. If they were to sign him, I think those people are right. And I think that's in the back of their heads. And I think that's totally okay. That's perfectly fine to think. Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
You going to take my griller or not? Let's go. I texted, I got a hold of your girlfriend.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, did she tell you?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to text your girlfriend?
Go ahead.
Matters?
I just don't in this situation understand
it. You look exhausted by this issue already.
I am, because.
You look exhausted.
The problem is, I can't commit to anything. I'm back to the non-committal phase of my life.
This is basically the version of congratulations on all your success because you were out last Thursday and we didn't do the podcast. Mm-hmm. I got a grill. I had an old grill that's about 6 years old. And I thought it was dead. I thought the grill was dead. Two things happened here. One, it was, but the problem that what it was on the hose that connects the propane. Mm-hmm. I fixed the hose. And I thought I had it fixed before, but it was loose at one end. And finally it got connected and I had it fired up. Two, I went on Monday. I didn't tell you about this. I went on Monday. I bought another propane cell because I thought that one of the things of propane, I thought it was just empty. They sold me a dud.
I love this. I didn't know this was possible.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was possible either. I go, this feels the same. And I go, and they're like, no, that's fine. And I went, I go, no, it's not. Feel this one. This is the empty one. Feel that one. They're the same weight. Go get me a full one. They're like, we are totally out of propane.
Holy
and I go, oh, my
cow.
God. So I go to another home goods store that I'm not going to – well, it's actually there is a store called Home Goods. I go to another home improvement center. How about that? And they
it's
had,
actually called Home Improvement Center.
It was at 7 o'clock on Monday. I had their last cylinder of propane, which was way heavier than the last one. So I got the old grill fixed. So now I got two grills. This one is stainless steel.
They say when you have two grills
– you got none.
You really have none.
It's stainless steel. It's got some grease spots on it.
Doesn't that taste better?
It's about 6 years old. I didn't always clean it when I should. I'm sorry. And I wanted – basically what it is they were like, well, you can leave it out by the curb. And I said, that's great. And I'm sure a scrapper would come up. Or there's a place up the road that I know is going to get it and charge people, and I don't want them making money off my grill. I want to give it as a gift.
On principle.
To somebody else. On principle, because I know this grill works. It's not just scrap. So if it's not just scrap and I know this grill works, I want to give it to somebody who deserves it. I got Lima and his girlfriend. They're a young couple, even though they're both older than me. They're a young couple.
Or elderly.
They're getting out there together, and Lima said, well, I don't have room for it. And I go, you can put it on your patio until you move.
That just seems like a lot of effort. You got to get up those stairs, narrow passageway. I don't know how heavy this thing is. And I'd just rather not deal with anything that I don't have to deal with
right
now.
It's not dealing with it. First off, and without the propane cylinder, that has to be about
3,182 pounds.
It is maybe 25 pounds, if that.
That's it?
It is so light. It's propane. It's a stainless steel.
Awkward to lug around?
No, it's in a square. One side. The only thing that's awkward is one side has a wheel or has wheels, and the other side doesn't. Because it doesn't have locking right, wheels. Because it was a $100 grill.
Wait.
It works.
It's a $100 grill.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I rather just go buy a brand new $200 grill than take this used grease spots? I think about you whenever I'm eating.
Why would you think about me whenever
you're
eating?
Like drooling over. And
I don't do that.
You in hairnet doing
you know I'm not filthy. I'm a very clean person. Don't even think about that. You know I'm a clean person.
Like, what was it? Apart from
what are you doing now? What is this?
You can't do that on television.
Barf, you, yes. Barfs,
barf, or barths, or whatever the hell his name is. I'm thinking of that, slaving over the thing, and that's what I'd be thinking every time I'm eating. I'll just go buy the new grill.
What am I gonna do with the old one?
Yeah, scrap it.
I don't want them to get over.
Put
on
it on
me.
Craigslist. Do these lose their value the minute they're off the lot?
Yeah, basically, they're grills. Because you're gonna get them filthy. You're gonna get them filthy with grease. So obviously they lose their value the second you get them off.
But
the
ones on TV are always very clean.
Because they're brand new damn grills.
They use a new one every single time.
Basically. Now, I don't know if they use it for every take. They probably do a new grill for every take. What if the person kept messing up? You had to bring like 20 new grills in.
Keep them coming. This is. I only work with professionals.
He's not a professional. I only work with professionals. He can't grill.
Open. Owen has. The new open, I should say.
Play the open, Owen. Let's
I want to hear this for congratulations for all your success. Listen, guys, if you don't email us,
we can't read
it. We can't read it, but we still will play the open.
We have bad grill stories. Go
Here
ahead.
It is.
Play it.
When you need a Dear Abby so you don't end up with a Dear John.
Congratulations.
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 Congratulations on all your success.
This is very good. This is very good.
Did we find Owen's calling?
This is very good. Owen said this thing was bad. This is very good.
First of all, I love the song.
This sounds like the Seinfeld pilot song.
Right. Yeah, but it's all going to be.
Jerry made his own show called Jerry.
It's all going to be fair use stuff, so it's all going to be generic.
Well, this is pretty good for fair use.
Oh, I love it. In fact, I think this song is going to become so popular that they're going to have to scrub it. And have to license it out. Yep. They're never going to be able to use it again.
That's a very good tune.
How many people contributed to the voicing of that, Owen? Can he talk? Just Owen? No, I heard women.
Him. Well, I had.
Is he talking on the air?
Yes, I'm on air.
Okay,
right
good.
Now.
Good.
I had a library of fair use stuff, and there was fair use people saying congratulations, so I used them.
Wait, we just have. Are these real people, or because of technology?
It's not man
now?
On the street stuff, no.
So,
that was a good-ass open, man.
So we can have anybody say anything.
Yeah.
They just have to sign their life away as to get
long,
it in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah as long this. As it's fair use.
We need to be using this on the show somehow.
Fair use stuff? I think we've
no,
done that
congratulations
before.
On all your success. I, you know, we're going to – here's what's going to happen. This is going to become our favorite thing to do, and then it's like, well, why wouldn't we do our favorite stuff
on the show,
but then what happens is, so what? We're just going to relegate the bad stuff to the podcast. So why would anybody listen
both.
To the podcast?
We already did a congratulations on all your success on the show with somebody.
Yeah,
that's already been done.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're giving everybody exactly
we'll be
what
fine.
They want.
We'll be fine. There are a couple of things that I decided to say for on the air. Either way, you're going away from. Just take the damn grill. Take the grill. Don't
I just feel like you're unloading your crap.
I am unloading it.
And then when you told me it was $100.
It was $100. I got it on sale. It was originally $149.99. It was on sale.
Was it open box?
No. All those things come as is. If you go to a Home Depot or a Lowe's, it's right there. You pick it up, you put it on your truck, and away you go. That's what you do. I could have it at your house by next week. Just take
right
the grill.
Right now, we are making decisions in tandem, and the other half has said no.
Because – she didn't say no. She said she'd let you decide.
Yeah, that was her then texting me going, what do I say? I don't want this.
Did she say that?
Oh, I can't. Now I'm telling tales out of school. I don't want to do that.
Because you're lying. She didn't say that. She's willing to take the grill, and you didn't want to do it. That's what happened.
Oh, and how much is your grill?
Got it on sale, $149.
Boom! I got an even better deal than Owen. Congratulations on all my success.
You don't know if it's a better deal because you don't know who had the better.
When you need a Dear Abby so you don't end up with a Dear John.
Congratulations.
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 Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think that should be the music we start every show with now. I don't want to get crazy, this. But, I mean, there's only so much Ben Ryan Metzger I could take who I did not run into in West Hollywood. I'm starting to wonder if he even lives in California. I'm starting
to
wonder.
Who?
Ben Ryan Metzger.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. All right. Greg, I was going to say that's it for Greg. What am I going to do with the damn grill?
I think you just have to wheel it out there.
What if I wheeled it in the middle of the cul-de-sac and just left it there?
Oh, does anybody have a basketball hoop in the cul-de-sac?
Yeah, there's like 8 of them.
What?
Is this... not in the cul-de-sac, in the cul-de-sac, in driveways.
Oh, okay. So well,
there's a hump. And
so then there doesn't need to be one in the cul-de-sac.
In my old cul-de-sac in North Ridgeville, and I only live in cul-de-sacs, and there's a reason for it. It's because anybody coming down my street only has business coming down my effing street and shouldn't be there if they're not welcome there already, if they don't live there. There was already traces that you could see. There was one that they put in the road and they took it out from years ago.
You know, obviously, as kids, you want a cul-de-sac hoop because it's more space. You can just do more.
Yeah.
And obviously, for many reasons, people don't want basketball hoops in a cul-de-sac. They don't want kids playing basketball. It's been a war going on since the beginning of time.
It's been a war on hoops for a long time.
There has been. Yeah. And when's someone going to do something about it? Well, that's why when Ross DiBello runs for Cleveland mayor.
Oh! Would you be in a commercial for him?
Yes. Can I do that? Can we all agree that I can do that?
You got to ask Big Daddy.
He wouldn't even pay me. It'd be a volunteer thing.
Well, obviously, that's what it would be. Didn't they have a whole episode of Frasier? They had an episode of Frasier for some guy for senator, and it was like because the guy thought he was seeing aliens, and he called him the sane choice, and Frasier thought he was deranged.
I don't remember that one.
There was an episode of Frasier. Yes, there was.
Would you make fun of me if me and Sarah went back and watched every episode of Frasier?
No.
There's so many other shows.
No, I'm watching. Liz and I are back watching Mad Men.
I know.
Which there are some laugh out loud parts of that show. There's a couple things I'm noticing that are better than what I thought. Pete's face during awkward situations. We just got past the part where Don just got married, and he tells everybody he's getting
time?
Married. And the look got married to Marie Cave. Isn't that her name?
Cave. Zubi, zubi,
zubi, zubi, zubi, zubi. And the look on Pete's face, like, it's fantastic. Then there's I love Roger Sterling. And the scene so far, one of the best laugh out loud scenes.
He steals every scene.
Oh, yeah. But one of the best laugh out loud scenes is... One of the best laugh out loud scenes is when they win a Clio award and then they go in and present the life cereal drunk. And Don's going, no, I got it. I got it. I got it. No, hold on. Cure for the common breakfast. Life's a bowl of nuts. He just keeps saying different things to the people. They're like, wait a minute, cure for the common breakfast because they're drunk too.
He's got nothing, though.
He's got nothing. And then it becomes a mess. That was the best ending of all TV shows. Some people hate it. I love it. When he has that smile and they do the whole Coca-Cola ad, and it's like, yep,
I'll leave
you're a madman, you're a greasy advertiser, that's okay. You do it, man.
I'll leave you with this.
All right, that's it.
And you put this – no, I'll leave you with this, and you can put it out there. I'm telling you, I know you do top fives all the time on your Twitter feed.
All right.
Best ending in television history, and I have an answer that you're not going to expect.
What is it?
And end the show right after this.
Should I do the extend read
first?
All right, xtendav.com. Go to the website first, see what they can do for you for your home. And I say that a bunch, but I mean that. Just explore, imagine what it could be like with your new home transformed. With your home that you already have and you don't plan on moving, where it could feel like a new home that's absolutely transformed the way you want it with Extend Technologies.
The best final show.
Oh, xtendav.com, online first. And then check them out at their fabulous showroom in Broadview Heights for Big Country, for Jeff, for – no, it's really only for Big Country because he's running the podcast,
That's right?
Yes. All right. Go ahead, and we end it right after this. Go.
The best series finale in the history of television is The Shield.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.